Are you ready to find out how to blaze your own trail? Welcome to the Blaze Your Own Trail podcast with your host, Jordan Mendoza. In this podcast, Jordan interviews people from around the world to find out about their journey to success. If you are looking for valuable content with actionable advice, you've come to the right place. And now your host, Jordan Mendoza.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 2 of Blazed Weekly, where I'm going to be sharing tips each week to help you blaze your own trail in business and life. Thanks so much for the feedback with episode 1. I hope that it was helpful for all of you. If you do want to check out that video, we'll have that pop up here in a minute, so you can go ahead and check out that video. If you haven't already, make sure that you like this video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel so you don't miss any content. So let's talk landing pages. You know, what are these things and why is it important that you have one for your business in 2022? Well, first off, a landing page is really an intro into you and your expertise. So if you're a service-based business, if you've got an expertise, creating a landing page that actually gives someone a resource, some type of free information about you, is an introduction into your business. And here's the thing, when you're creating this resource, you want to actually create something that is going to move the needle for that end consumer. And so I'll give you an example of that. So for my business, I created a landing page and I'm giving away a free LinkedIn playbook. Now, the playbook has really 4 things that it teaches you, and it's all centered around how you can grow an organic following, an audience on LinkedIn. And so what this gives my audience is it gives them tips that they can actually take and apply today that will help them grow organically on LinkedIn. And the reason why I give this away is these tips are some of the strategies that I teach in a 12-week coaching program. So by giving away the tips for free, if they actually work, you know, I know that not everyone's going to download it and actually use it, but we want to give away those tips and those resources so that when they do actually decide to take action, because I've seen this happen time and time again, they actually reach out and say, hey, thanks for the tips. They were helpful. Okay. And by creating a landing page where we're capturing a little bit of information, you know, I suggest first name, last name, and then email address. Now we've got the opportunity to continue that conversation with that new prospective customer. And so there's a few ways that you can continue that conversation. You know, one way is if you've got a CRM that has any email automation capabilities, so that you can create different workflows that are based on tagging someone in your system that opted into your landing page. So I have one built for my LinkedIn playbook that anyone that opts into that playbook, they actually now enter a sequence where I'm, you know, asking them if they need help, seeing if there's other ways I can provide any services, and maybe introducing my audience to some other products and services that I have as well. So as you can see, each new subscriber of your landing page is a new potential customer that you can now start to have conversations with. And, you know, one of the mistakes that I made early on when I first created my landing page is I started to collect these new email addresses, but I never actually communicated with that audience. And so as you can imagine, what happened with the subscribers that I gained? Zero. Nothing happened. So when you actually create it, you want to make sure that you build systems and processes and put them in place so that you actually do have a plan of action to start marketing to that new audience. So hopefully that's been helpful. And I'd love to find out, you know, in the comment section, do you have a landing page? Have you built one? If you have, you feel free to drop it in the comments. I'd love to take a look at it. There might be some feedback that I can provide to you on, you know, really getting it to a point to where you're converting more and having more people actually opt into it. And I will be providing some more videos and content around, you know, getting more people to convert to those pages, because it has to do with a lot, right? Obviously, the pictures that you have, you might have a video on your landing page. The copywriting has got to be good. The call to action has got to be good, which is telling people what they're going to get and what you want them to do next by actually subscribing to your landing page. So this has been Blazed Weekly, episode 2, why you need a landing page for your business. Again, let me know in the comments if you've got a landing page. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. We're going to be coming back next week with the third episode.